But I arrived, and really, the conflict was still so fresh. Everyone was still all over the place. So I literally started filming the first day that I got there. And I was taken to the home of Hyra Arbi, who is the Nightingale of the North. She's a beloved singer in Mali and indeed around the world. And she sang for us that first morning that I was in Mali. And really, it was at that moment that I thought, 100% definitely need to tell this story. And I think that through the story of the musicians, you can get a much better picture of what's going on in Mali. Had I just sort of decided to make a film about the conflict itself. I mean, really, it's through the story of the musicians that I think people can truly understand what went on there.
And how did the shooting go? What were some of the risks? Because it seems like such a volatile, dangerous, I mean, situation. And also the musicians must have also had to go through risks to accept being part of your project.
We were under a certain amount of risk, the film crew, but it was nothing compared to the risk that everyone around us was under in Mali. I mean, if things got a bit hairy, you know, we could get on an airplane and go home, and nobody else could do that. So even though there were risks that we were undertaking, in comparison and in perspective, it felt like they were risks that were important to take. I should add, of course, I was pregnant when I went to Mali. So I was pregnant. I filmed in Mali until I was 8 months pregnant, and then returned when the baby was 2 months old to finish filming. And then I carried on filming for another year, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, there were moments that were scarier than others, but I have to say that the UN office in Mali were instrumental. And we 100% couldn't have finished the film, you know, if it wasn't for their help. And they really did help us on the security side. And they gave us a lot of good advice and, you know, sometimes actually helped us on the ground as well. And it was vital for us to get the story told and to get the film out there that they were in Mali.
Did you shoot only in Bamako or did you go to other parts of the country?
All over. We were at Bamako, Timbuktu, Gao, Ségou. We were over the border in Burkina Faso, where a lot of the musicians ended up in refugee camps. So we filmed all over the place. And our camerawoman also filmed in Kidal. I myself didn't go, but she filmed in Kidal for us. So, you know, I hope that we were able to build up a good picture of what was happening in various places around the world.
Could you maybe tell us about some of the musicians you featured in your film, and especially this group, the Songhoi Blues?
Absolutely.
How did you meet them?
It was, you know, in documentaries, it's quite funny. You turn up in a place, and most of the time you don't know anybody. And somehow, over the course of, you know, weeks, months, years, you find extraordinary people who are willing to share their lives with you, which is a difficult thing. You know, it's not something that you can ask someone lightly. It's a difficult thing to ask someone to share their life on screen, not just for me, but for the entire world to see. And we were extraordinarily lucky. So on the very first day that we were there, we met Hyra Arbi, and that was the first filming trip. The second filming trip, we met a wonderful singer called Disco, Fadimata Walet Umar, nicknamed Disco. She's from a very traditional Tuareg band called Tartit. On the third filming trip, we met a musician called Musa, who is sort of a jobbing guitarist, plays a lot of weddings. He's, you know, been in a lot of different bands. He's like a session guitarist. And he was a wonderful character. He brought a really interesting element, actually, to the film. And then on the fourth filming trip, we met Songhoi Blues. And it was when I met Songhoi Blues that I realized that I was done looking. And I had four different characters, or three characters and a band, four different groups, who really would be able to convey the story of what was happening in Mali in the right way. Everyone came at it from a very different perspective. It's important that you find characters that have different perspectives on what was happening. And from the first 10 seconds of meeting Songhoi Blues, I felt electrified by them. And everyone who's heard their music or seen them perform live, I think, feels the very same thing that I did. And they were instrumental in making the film. I think they're extraordinary.